the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318.
Give it up for Portishead, everybody. Portishead.
Portis. God, what was that called again?
Portishead.
Now the type of rap they were.
Trip-hop.
Trip-hop, that's what it was.
Trip-hop.
Yeah. Freaking Portishead, trip-hop.
Trip-hop.
That was wild.
Okay.
Portis.
It's time for the FOF line. It is a service we offer to you, the listeners, when you get angry, upset, pissed off, ticked off, PO'd and TO'd.
Mm-hmm.
You call and you get that venom out, and hopefully you enjoy the weekend as it is to be enjoyed.
Yeah, it's open 24/7 too, so if you get wild this weekend, you better blow it up.
We even had it open on Mother's Day.
Oh, God, yeah, we did. You know, some of these are fun. They're not always full of P&V, as we like to say.
Mm.
This one right here from Mark from Taylor's is a fun little call.
I know Mark from Taylor's. I know a Mark from Taylor's.
This is probably the same one.
Big wrestling fan.
Oh, yes, him for sure.
864-241-4318.
Hey, man, Mark from Taylor's. You just mentioned at the end of the show that tomorrow is hump day. It brought back like a 20-year-old, almost 30-year-old memory. I worked at Thornblade Club for 10 years, and the sous chef was my hunting partner. I gave him this wild idea, and we went with it. Right down the middle of Thornblade Boulevard, one night leaving work, there was a bunch of signs that said Speed Hump, and we painted me underneath Speed Hump. So, like six signs that said Speed Hump me. And we never got caught. All right.
What did he say at the end?
He just said the F word.
Oh, God.
Sometimes he'll call me that.
Yeah.
Because when he calls the FOF, it's like he's calling my voicemail. So he's usually talking to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the one that's going to get him through the system.
Edit it.
Speed hump me.
Wow. Never got caught.
Hey, until now.
I thought he was just going to bring up, like, you know, who was it that called in that time and said they ran over a camel?
Oh, goodness.
Who the hell was that? I never forgot that.
Yeah, too. It was when they were in Afghanistan or somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They accidentally hit a camel. And I was like, God, that probably totaled the Jeep. I don't know.
Unless he was in a tank.
I mean, that would be like, what would happen if you ran into an elephant? Like,
you'd be dead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
It
depends on what you were driving.
I don't know if you can move an elephant in anything.
Yeah. Well, let's not find out.
I didn't know Thornblade had a Native American chef for 10 years, though. That's kind of cool.
Who knew that? Who knew that? They
I know all you people that work in the industry are flipping out right now.
I know.
So that's the guy.
Tanner Marino's like, damn you, fat boy. That is not the way that we do it.
It's not what it is.
He's Greenville's chef, you know. He is. Tanner is. He's the man. Sucker can cook like a...
Keep talking.
Like a mother.
He could. A fat southern one.
He ain't fat.
I was to say, he could cook. When you said he could cook like a mother.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. He can cook like a mom. You've got talent.
Fast southern mama. Here's, you know, Travis left us, he didn't leave us a voicemail. He called us last week, said one of our shows sucked.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, here's the guy coming to our defense on our behalf. So, Travis, you can get screwed and tattooed.
You can bite the big one.
He probably does.
Yeah, this is a big old you to Travis, you stanky old weasel, criticizing my Rise Guys. Listen, just because they had a show that was a little bit off don't mean they ain't the greatest show in America, and you don't need to call and tell them about this. Like, you couldn't find something better to do? I was here before there was a Rise Guys, prior to 2003, and you had the Crow and Timmy Ding Dong show and them other two douchebags out of Charlotte. Listen, you have no idea what you got here. These every day, all the time, putting up good all the time. The show was still good. It just may not have been to the level you're used to. But hey, I got a question. Can we come to your work every day and check out how you're doing and see if you are putting out stellar performances day after day? You, Travis.
I like that.
I like him. That's nice of him to say. I remember Ding Dong and Timmy. They were.
I don't know which douchebags the Shirley talking
about. Ding Dong and
about.
Timmy in the mornings. Yes.
Which one of you is Ding Dong?
Oh, I thought he was talking. I thought it was a reference.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Wow.
Yeah, old Ding Dong.
Ding Dong and Timmy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I appreciate the passion on both sides of that. A guy's like, man, y'all are weak this morning. It's not as good. And then that guy's saying, shut up, man. Everybody has an off day.
Of course.
I love that.
Yeah,
thank
really.
You. Thank you for showing up.
Yes.
It's one of those shows where it just kind of went off the rails for a little bit.
Yeah, and we got it back.
At around 7:30.
It was only off the rails for 2.5 hours. It was fine. But it got back, though. That's what always counts. It never starts, stays, and ends like that. There's always that arc on the show where it always is like, all right, let's just pull this together and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it always works out. But thank you for those kind words.
And Travis can still go to hell.
Yeah, somewhere else.
We'll take a little break. A little breaky break.
Yes.
We still got the lady who got in a fight with the neighbor's boyfriend coming up.
Oh, 6'4".
And we got, that guy. And we got a familiar voice coming up, taking up for us, coming to our defense.
All right. Okay. Well, that takes Mark Hendricks off the list.
That's
a joke.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is Friday. We're in the middle of the FOF line.
You ain't got no job.
I hope you do.
Oh, you better.
I hope you have a job. If you want one. You know,
yeah, right? You may be independently wealthy.
Yeah,
lucky you.
What's up? I'm trying to remember what you. We had a nice little conversation off the air that would have been good on there, but you know,
what was it about?
I don't remember now, but it was good.
Minus all the cuss words, it was pretty good.
Well, that's Paige.
Yeah,
I'm getting filthy.
The FOF line 864-241-4318.
This chick right here did not have the best birthday yesterday, and I'll kind of leave it at that.
Oh, no. Happy birthday.
Yesterday was my birthday. 5 o'clock in the morning, I get woken up by my windows rattling and everything, and my dog's going crazy. And concrete truck is setting up 25, 30 feet away from my bedroom window, shining his spotlights right in my window. 5 o'clock in the morning. Who does that? You. Be mindful. Bye. Y'all.
Now, I have no clue what she said.
I don't either.
But she wasn't happy.
It might have been an alien. They were shining lights in her windows. Could have been.
I think it might have been working on concrete. And for some reason, she said, F you, Aaron Michaels. Oh. When she hung up.
Oh, from Whistle?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why she would say that. You know?
But he grew up listening to our show, which is fun. He told me that at a Jelly Roll concert.
That's fun.
I know.
Make you feel old, though, don't it?
Well, you know.
Might be time for a little cross promotion, you know, a little swap gigs. That might be fun for a day.
No, it wouldn't either.
Would they do that on TV?
I don't want to do radio of like 25 stories in the air.
You want to queue up some country records?
Mm-mm.
There's a little John Anderson.
Yeah, the music really doesn't, I mean, you know, I would rather be playing what we're playing now than having to play, you know,
queuing up records,
Single Ladies by Beyonce, or you know, the latest from zombie vampire hunter girls from China, or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Zombie hunters.
Here's some Reba Survivor on Big Buck Country.
Yeah. No Portishead there.
No Portis.
I'm stuck on Portishead.
Apparently.
So here's the guy last week, or last FOF. That we talked about Ruby Falls, and if you missed it, well, here's his call.
You want some heat? I'll give you some heat. Lookout Mountain. That f***ing fake-ass waterfall is a piece of shit. Why don't you go up to Pisgah and go to a real waterfall and look at it? And Ruby Falls is a work, too. They get down there talking about, oh, the water never changes, even if it rains or it doesn't. That's because it's fake. It's a f***ing pump behind that damn rock. F*** you, Chattanooga. Georgia, too.
Damn. I'd say screw Georgia just because the hantavirus stuff.
And because
well, that's only one person that was on the boat. Come on.
Oh, I know.
They had to go home.
I'm being facetious because they keep showing the map on the news where they're, you know, it's always the same. You know, look at COVID. That started off California, Washington, New York, Boston, and Florida. And now this one, Hanta, is not Florida, but Georgia, like even closer, but the same other parts. Like, do we not understand that for a minute? Let's think about that. Major port cities on the West Coast is where this always starts. What's happening again? Same damn thing.
Yeah. And Russia's closer to that side.
That's another reason maybe we make American goods. We keep it all here so we ain't got to bring a bunch of rat crap with it and we all get sick again. I'm telling you, it keeps happening over and over again, and I wouldn't doubt if it ain't on purpose.
Plus, Waz said he was patient zero because he had just came back from China.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what he gets for going there.
Well, here's a response to that call from a very familiar voice.
Oh,
boy. Yeah, at least I'm pretty sure this is who it is.
Okay.
You know what? The guy that said Tennessee and Georgia just because Ruby Falls is trying to help introduce what the waterfall is supposed to be all the time so that the people coming to see it can look at it. Stop taking your little blue pills, because guess what? You're not a true man if you have to take a damn pill to keep your dick up.
I don't know what that has to do with the call. But that was hilarious anyway. He didn't say anything about being impotent when he called.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of cool that, you know.
That is the usual go-to, though, for women. It is, it's like, oh, you have to take a Viagra or you have a tiny one. It's always the go-to.
I have never said that to somebody.
Well, I'm glad.
You know how they keep making these, take any product, they'll keep, you know, trying to refine it, make it better?
Yeah.
So now they have these pills like that for erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
But now they have different ones that will get you a result faster, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, I guess they strengthen the original
dose.
So
it's like instantaneous?
Yeah, pretty much.
When you took one time, how long did it take you, did you have to think about sex for you to get worked up, or did it just naturally piz itself?
No, it worked. It kicked in within, 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it just didn't go away for a long time.
Easier to go number one, probably.
No, but everything, if you're going to, use it for that, recreationally, a lot more intense.
Oh.
Everything, the feeling.
Yeah. You got any left?
All of it. Nah, that was, that was
that rough. Was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
That was a big session.
Isn't that kind of dangerous?
I'm still rebuilding from it.
That you don't know if you're going to end up in the emergency room if you take too much.
It's a weird feeling, it intensifies what you could already get.
I would just be afraid of that.
Yeah. I didn't know it was supposed to, feel like this per se.
You get lightheaded?
No, but you feel.
You got waterheaded, didn't you?
I don't know what I can say. You feel like you're walking around with a brick.
Wow!
That's what it feels like.
Oh, gosh.
And it stays that way for a long time.
Fat boy, his is square on the end.
It really was.
Poor you. I can only imagine what it's like.
Yeah, it was.
The show must go on.
Do you think women?
I thought it was an allergy pill at first.
You know how dudes the whole roofie thing or whatever. Do you think women ever snuck those things, the blue pills, into their husband's drink just so he'd get turned on and want to do them sexually?
God, probably. You would hope so. Then you hope the son doesn't come in and drink the wrong thing by mistake.
Oh Lord. But what?
I mean, what kind of a terrible person that would be? And that woman would probably say to ruin, if they got in an argument, she would probably say, well, at least I can't be impotent.
True.
And then sneak him some pills when she wanted them. What a manipulative person.
Do you still, fat boy, at your age, do you still, this is a total health scientific question mark, fat boy, do you still wake up with a priapism?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that.
I sleep on my stomach.
Yeah.
And you wake up with that and it kind of hurts sometimes.
Yeah.
Does it? Oh, I never said
I don't understand. What is it, the resting heart rate, or am I having sex dreams?
Why, you get one when you wake up?
Yeah.
What happens when you're, you know, a baby? Babies get them.
Is it, do you feel, like he said, are you amorous in the morning? Because I found that to be that some people are.
Was that what Goldust was?
He was gay.
Just straight up.
I think, right?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
864-284-1-3-1-8-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4-1-2-4
We couldn't.
Why
get
Why are you pissed off?
Pissed off.
Call the FOF line. 864-241-4318.
That's beautiful.
Dude, please write that down and Dan can figure it out.
You know, I didn't hear anything back from him about my Edith song to Michael Jackson's Beat It. Or Beat It. I just said Beat It.
Beat It.
Beat It.
We don't have the four tops, but the four bottoms, they might be available.
Oh, man. That should be like a tribute band.
That's so good.
Four bottoms. Wouldn't that be good? Coming to Pomeo Music this weekend. It's the four bottoms.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know.
Hey, they got mad at me for trying to do a red man group. They really said, no, can't do it anymore. We're going to call you a commander. How about that?
I can't.
Oh, man. There's you know, there was a guy from the last FOF that was surprised we even came back to work. Called us lazy and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's that guy if you missed it.
Okay.
Holy shit, y'all are actually back at work. That's a f***ing shocker. What do y'all need a new studio for? Y'all hardly ever there anymore. Y'all work like 2.5 hours a day, if that. Pure f***ing laziness. Nobody wants to hear this shit. Come up with some original bullshit or get the f*** off the air.
Jesus, man.
That's passion.
Yeah, we asked for it. Look, if you got any kind of qualms, bitches, complaints.
Thank you for a phone call.
It's a nice complaint when they're like saying, I want more from you guys.
You leave me wanting more.
But if you ever went to a football game and said, come on, guys, play a fifth quarter. Come on.
I got some money on it for sure.
Come on, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I need 2 more catches from dude.
I bet,
somebody run the ball.
I bet the farm on a quadruple overtime today.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, like the other call, somebody came to our defense. Thank God.
I'm about f***ing tired of hearing people call in. Oh, you guys need to come over more, should work more. Y'all are only there 2.5, 3.5 hours a day. Y'all ain't doing much work. Bitch, first off, have you ever tried to talk for 2.5 to 3.5 hours straight? Motherf***ing no. It's a pain in the ass, man. I can't talk for f***ing 30 minutes, 45 minutes straight without making myself look like a jackass or saying some stupid s***. Y'all managed to do it for 3.5 hours. Not only is it funny, but you're not getting f***ing taken off the radio. You're not saying s*** that's, like, forbidden, like f***ing t***. You know? Y'all are doing great. If that motherfucker had so much to say, he could have gone and became a f***ing DJ himself. But nah, he wanted to be a bitch instead.
Oh. I'm trying to guess what one of the things... Did he say that?
First word's right.
Okay.
The second word is the S word.
Oh, that's what I have.
No, the S word.
That's the S.
Not the S word you can't say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
like a hot Carl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Ew. Dude.
Like, you know.
The other one's cool, but that one's not.
That like
hell.
Like a bow tie from
I
a certain city.
I wouldn't talk about that either, yeah. not your pussy bow page.
No, no. That's an elegant way to wear something.
You know what? Like, I mentioned that to... I didn't mention it to a couple people. Several people were like, you never heard of that for real? Like, that was a thing. I'm like... If it was, I never heard about it. And, you know, women's fashion don't really...
Melania brought it back.
Did she?
Yeah.
You know what I want you to bring back? I found a picture of my mom the other day, and I was like, God, I completely forgot about that thing. Do you remember when women put scarves on their shoulder on one side, and they put like a little brooch on there to hold it, and they just have a scarf on one shoulder?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
What was that?
The scarves are coming back, you know, where they're tying them differently.
Yeah, but my mom had on like this blazer with like this scarf and there was
and
like a pendant there, a brooch, and it was just...
Who started that?
I don't know.
Is that a Ferraro thing or
Geraldine?
Before her?
Geraldine.
Little look nice, Matthew.
Yeah. Going on cruise, Matthew.
It's also, working women's
I'll
Wednesday.
I'll tell them to do that at the store.
Tell them to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
When you they go by will. Adam and Eve today.
I will.
Was that Melissa?
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let me put up on panties.
This guy's mad at his boss, but she loves getting panties from there.
She loves saying panties. Like, it is a fun word. Just say it. No T needed.
Panties.
If you say panties, I don't know that we could be friends.
Get my panties in a while.
What if they say thongs?
I'd like that better than thongs.
They try to upsell her on the Benoit balls, but no, she just wants the panties.
I want the panties.
864-241-241-4318.
This guy's mad at his boss, but he can't figure out if he wants to cuss or not. But he called either way.
I just got to say, these pieces of dog turd ass bitch of a man mother that I work with who don't do a f-ing thing all day long but sit on his god darn flipping f-ing ass while I do all the damn work. You, my manager, who's a bitch of a man and won't make this motherfucking man do any damn work while I do it all. And I can't even get a f-ing raise. You motherfuckers, pay me or miss me. You.
Man, hey, he's having a flipping hard time.
He is
a god dang flipping hard time.
Yeah, thank man.
God he stood up for us. So.
You're acting like an ass face.
You mother butt.
You go suck a dictionary, okay, buddy?
Wow.
Yeah.
And my radio cut out. Huh?
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, I went through a dark spot right there.
That would be the time when the mics just went off for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord. We'll finish up with the chick who probably shouldn't have a neighbor. She shouldn't live beside anybody. She should probably stay away from this woman's boyfriend.
864. Oh, he's 6'4" of what I've heard.
That's a tall drink of water.
864-241-4318.
Yep, this goes out to a dumbass neighbor of mine that lives down the f-ing street. There's a water pipeline. We run over. We drive over. But we run over on purpose. So she runs out of water because of us. You dumbass bitch. It's a regular f-ing road. And because they didn't make cement there, when it rains or storms, it's going to erode the earth. Eventually, something's going to break. But no, it's our fault. So she jumps me one time. Beat her ass. All I do is literally grab her hand, throw her on the ground, and say, you done now, bitch. She does it again, but this time it's with her boyfriend, 6'4", about 300 pounds. He hits me as hard as he can. He swats the phone out of my hand. And as I'm going on my way to court this morning, I don't have a driver's license. It's suspended due to not paying old tickets. You, neighbor. You know, I f***ed you up the first time, and even when your 6'4" boyfriend punched me in the face, I still stood up. So, yeah, you think I was going to jail, bitch. You, Jennifer.
Oh, got a name on that one.
Just put a name on it.
So, she has a hose pipe going across the road that, like, that's the part I didn't understand.
I think it's something like maybe a culvert type situation. Maybe it collapsed.
Oh, okay.
Something big that I feel like, you know, DOT might have to fix.
Man.
One of those people.
First off, young lady, you don't have to have a man in your life, but like a dad or a brother or uncle that could just go back over there and whoop that boy's ass.
Don't hit women.
Or a buddy. Or find somebody who wants to hook up with you, and they'll do it. If you don't have a man to do it for you.
Yeah. God, that's infuriating.
6'4", 300.
He's a big guy.
As hard as he could in the face. She got back up.
I'm shorter than that guy, but I got him by 60 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, just call your water company because a broken pipe isn't worth getting your ass beat for, I can say.
I mean.
Or going to jail.
Yeah. I agree.
If they're already going to court for it, I guess cops got involved immediately, which they should.
Oh, so that's what she was going. I thought she said she was going to court for not paying traffic tickets.
And I think that was something separate because her license got suspended.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She's been through a lot.
Yeah, trying times.
Mm-hmm.
God.
That's tough. He's way bigger, but what if she's jumping on him?
Well, I mean.
It's like, what do? You're damned if you do either way or whatever they say.
damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. I mean, there's just, there's never an excuse for that.
Like, you'd say you wouldn't fight back, but if she's like raking your eyes and like trying to, you know, choke you out and whatnot.
I don't know what I'd do if I looked out my window and saw that. I would just say, y'all need to stop and go inside your houses now.
I'd go out there and pistol whip him. I would. I'd scare him. I'd make him piss his pants thinking I was about to shoot him, and then I'd just beat him with the gun.
Lord, if your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.